Check this out. I only have 5 spots left already for Elevate 2026 at the time I'm recording this. I only invite 10 men each year to go with me on this epic year-long coaching adventure of brotherhood and deep transformation, and this is my 6th year. If you've heard of Elevate before, or maybe this is the first time, but you're wondering whether this might be for you, know this. The men who do Elevate have typically achieved some level of success in their lives, yet still feel unfulfilled. They're men committed to rising above the distractions and compulsions, sabotaging them from living their fullness as men. And they're eager to be better husbands, better fathers, friends, bosses, just better men in truly meaningful ways. Elevate 2026 includes personal coaching with me for the entire year alongside a select group of men going through this experience with you. We also meet in person for an epic 5-day retreat in the North Carolina mountains about halfway through the year. You will be challenged to go beyond your comfort zone, but that's where the magic happens, where real change happens. And you'll be stepping into an inspired brotherhood with men who have your back and who will become your brothers for life. This journey helps you connect to and more fully live your deepest life purpose, more fully offer your authentic self, your unique gifts to your loved ones, to your community, to the world. Intrigued? Learn more. And if you dare, apply now at brianreeves.com/elevate. Now, this isn't for everyone, but if you think it might be for you, apply now. Just take the next step. This could be one of the greatest gifts you ever give yourself. 1 year. Real brotherhood, radical growth. Go to brianreeves.com/elevate. That's Brian with a Y, reeves.com/elevate for details and to apply. Remember, I've only got 5 spots left, so do not delay. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone. I am Brian Reeves, Brian with a Y, Reeves.
And I'm Tate Arendt.
And welcome to Men This Way. The genesis for the show really begins back in 2017, when Tate and I went on a weekend retreat together one winter in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. We've been best friends since we were 10 years old. That's 40 years now. But like many men, we weren't really in good touch with each other throughout our adulthood.
And despite the fact that each of us had been creating lives that we were proud of, we were both in great relationships with amazing women. I was the father of 2 young children at the time and doing work that was meaningful and impactful in the world. Brian, at the time, you were a world-renowned relationship coach and author. You had blogs being read by millions of readers at the time. And yet we were both really lonely in our lives.
We were. I had everything I'd always wanted. Meaningful work, a great woman, good dog. And yet something was missing. And by then, I was a few years into doing men's growth work, and I was coming to terms with just how disconnected I'd been from other men, including you, Tate, my best friend of 30 plus years at that time. And also, though, I didn't have any wise male elders showing me the way into my own mature manhood.
So when Brian and I went up to Lake Arrowhead, we watched this movie that we talk about to this day because it created a pivotal moment that changed our trajectory together. That movie was Wind River. And Wind River is a movie that stars Jeremy Renner, who plays a game warden on a Native American reservation in Wyoming. And in the very beginning of the movie, he happens upon this girl who's been murdered and is laying in the snow. As it turns out, the girl is actually the daughter of one of his close friends, played by the actor Gil Birmingham. If you fast forward to the end of this chilling murder mystery thriller, Jeremy goes to be with his friend Gil and finds him outside his home sitting beneath an old rusty swing set. And right before he goes to sit down with him, he notices Gil has this Native American war paint, this sky blue and white paint covering his entire face. And Jeremy looks at him and says, "What's with the paint?" And Gil says, "It's my death face." And Jeremy says, "Well, how do you know what that is?" And he says, "I don't, because there's no one left to show me what it's supposed to look like. So I just made it up." In that moment, you and I both got the fact that most of us as men haven't had trustable men in our lives to show us what our passion face should look like, what our purpose face and grief face and relationship face should look like. Because we're so performance oriented, we paint our faces the best way that we know how. And that ends up leaving a trail of tears behind for ourselves and for the people who love us the most. It's not that we don't want to do better. It's that we don't know how.
This podcast called Men This Way is our offering to men who are ready to stop doing life alone. And it's for the women who love them. When Tate and I went up to that mountain, we came back resolved to staying connected to each other's lives. We also came down from that mountain with a new discovery, a roadmap for men to thrive called the Five Pillars of a Thriving Man. And eventually our commitment to each other turned into a commitment to serve other men. And for the last few years, through our work with men, we've been fully immersed in the most important questions men ask themselves. So this podcast is for any man who wants to know himself better, who wants to learn and grow alongside trustable men, and who wants to thrive in every domain of his life. It's also for any woman who wants to understand men better, who secretly loves having her ear at the door when men have real conversations with each other.
If you want to feel fully enlivened, be powerfully on purpose, and feel deeply supported, then join us on this journey.